it's great, you know, you get players back. Last time, I know for me, last game, you know, I got hurt kind of early. And, you know, it's not fun when you're out there, not 100%. So, you know, definitely, you know, having a bye week and having a few weeks to get healthy for the team is key for us. You know, we still got some guys banged up. But we're just going to have to, you know, fill in, try not to miss a step. But, you know, we just got to get out there and perform.
This is a little bit of a different
That's just a little bit. You know, like I was telling them earlier, it's more of a, I guess, a comfort level before between the players and the coaches. The new defense, you know, the new coach in this game, all that, you know, it just takes some getting used to. You know, it's a level of trust that has to form, you know, between the players and the coaches and all that stuff. So, you know, I think that we're really starting to grow together more and really understanding what's expected at each level of it. And, you know, hopefully we can just roll that over into this week like we have the past 2 weeks and keep bringing it.
How far along in that process do you think you guys are? Are you near the end or in terms of getting comfortable?
I don't know if you're ever really near the end of it, you know, but I think we're a lot further than we were, and that's the thing. You just have to keep improving with it every week, and as long as you're improving with it, you're getting better. So, you know, we just got to go out and get better this week.
What do you notice between the first matchup and this upcoming matchup? What do you notice different about the Vikings?
I don't think as much. The game was a few weeks ago. So, I mean, it's the same players. You know, it's going to pretty much be the same schemes. I said the only difference is that we're going to be here instead of there. You know, hopefully we can use the crowd to our advantage, you know. And, cause, you know, Britt likes to do a lot of, you know, hard counting and checking, you know, try to see what defense you're in. And, you know, hopefully we can get the crowd noise into it. You know, that can discourage a little bit of that.
With his fans, as he gets rid of the ball, is it frustrating at times?
It's not frustrating. You got to be smart. You got to expect it. You know he's going to do it. And don't let it get too frustrating.
Sorry, Gary, but what was the key to Nathaniel Peterson's
defense? Being patient. You know, every player trying to do their job and not try to do too much or, you know, lose their responsibility because, you know, stopping him is a team effort. And, you know, if one guy is out of place, you know, that messes up the whole defense. So everybody has to really make sure they're responsible for their gap, their technique, and, you know, just be patient with them.
Could
get a general lot of turnovers, but the Vikings aren't hitting up on you. Adrian Peterson's not fumbling much. Barb's only got 3 picks. Do you see any opportunities there, or maybe is it at the line of scrimmage where you might get a tipped pass or something? Well, there's opportunities every game. It's just a matter of taking advantage of them. You know, if you really stress it and take shots at it, you know, you're more likely to make things happen than if you don't expect it and, you know, don't take the shots at it. So I'm going into it. You know, we've got to expect it to happen and be real conscious about it going in. And if we do, you know, hopefully we can make it happen.
I was going to say, are you stressing it? Or, do you have to worry about it? Kind of cover your bases?
Well, you know, since the preseason, turnovers have been a big part of our defense. It's something we stress going into every game. It can make the game a lot easier for both sides of the ball, offense and defense. So it's got to be, you know, we got to stop the run. You know, try to control the pass and get turnovers.
When you first met Don Capers, was that one of the first things he said? Because he told me this is going to be part of our identity here. Do you remember anything he
emphasized? Yeah, when he first talked to the defense, yeah, that was, you know, one of the things that he emphasized to us. Yeah, that we get after the ball and try to get turnovers. So it's just a matter, you know, we really got to try to make it happen this week.
Pressure on Carr, biggest.
up front, you know, being a defensive lineman and, you know, getting after the quarterback so much, you know, after you stop the run, the next goal is to get pressure on the quarterback, you know, and obviously we did a decent job against the run last time, but we didn't do a decent job getting pressure on grit. So, you know, up front, you kind of want to put that on your shoulders and take responsibility for that and try to get a fix and come off there and get pressure this time.